Yes, I'd like to finish up the Malacha of Tochen today, the question before. Again, I printed some of the sources which are overviews relating to Refuah, relating to the different types of healing on Shabbos. We mentioned already a few times it depends on the nature of the illness as to what you can do on Shabbos. It goes without saying, well, I think we're up to number 46, right? So that's, I believe we're up to. So that's a Mishnah and a Gemara in Yuma. The Mishnah on Pei Gimel of an Aleph 46. So we're discussing now the different categories of choli with regards to Shabbos. So one category certainly is a chola sheyesh bo sakana, meaning that this is a life-endangering or potentially life-endangering situation. The Mishnah says in Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel Aleph, not talking about Shabbos per se at that point, talking about Yom Kippur, but it says mishach so bumus malchino so afilu dvarm tamei machior. The person who has bumus, Rashi says, 47, I'm sorry, it's the next page, but it's Pei Gimel Aleph there in Yuma. Rashi says, Mishach, so bumus, choli ha'oches machmas ra'avon. It says, you know, some type of these starving or, you know, some, you know, I guess during the course of the Yom Kippur, people weren't as well nourished as we are today. In general, most of us can survive. Let's say a person, you know, again, he's gripped by some sort of terrible hunger. And
is it like low blood sugar or something?
Could be that, yeah, something like that. Ain of chaos. You know, his eyes are dim and so on. Sukar lomos, that's the key. I mean, you know, you could die from this. I don't think it's that common today. You could die from it, but that's the idea. When he, you know, his appearance improves, then, you know, he's better. So that's a called bumus. Again, some type of illness. So you can feed him a field of pain. Okay, even, you know, even non-kosher food, if that's what he needs. Obviously, there's kosher food that's going to do the same trick. Then you don't feed him non-kosher food. But if whatever, if that's what's available, that's there. And so you can feed him that. A wild dog, a rabid dog bit him. Okay. And that's a different issue that was assumed to be some kind of medicinal thing with feeding the liver of the dog. The bitch, we'll leave that on. Someone who has pain in the throat. Okay. Here's where Shabbos comes in. You can give him some kind of drug on Shabbos to make sure stuff in the fosters. Yeah.
Is the dog talking about sakana?
It's also sakana, yeah.
That's what we don't know.
Right, that's the problem. Okay, but you know, it's a little funny type of thing. But here, I have to say, when I was younger, I learned this part of the Mishnah, you know, a choshek bigrono, which you're allowed to, you know, give him a drug on Shabbos and so on. I was wondering why. I mean, people have sore throats all the time. But I think it meant that it was like possibly strep. And what happened at home, this mission to me, many years ago already, I had a friend who lost a baby, the child died because of strep. Strep, you know, I guess, you know, strep can be very, very
so
dangerous.
It's also the case where it is something.
Right, that's the point.
It could be.
Right, but choshesh begrona. Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. When I read this, choshesh begrona, sore throat, you can keep a sore throat. I haven't sore throat a lot of time. I mean, but it means, you know, something like strep or something. Anyway, b'nei shu suffik nefashos. It's potentially very dangerous. B'chol suffik nefashos doches haShabbos. That's the key for us, you know, for this discussion, this part of the Mishnah. Even a suffik nefashos doches haShabbos. Okay. All right. Mishanafla of Mapolis. I just print the whole Mishnah. You know, a building collapse on top of a person. Suffik husham, suffik enosham. Okay. We don't know if he's a person under there. He's not under there. And Sofik Chai, Sofik May, see if he's under there. Maybe he's already dead. We don't know. Sofik Nachri, Sofik Yisrael. Maybe he's not Jewish and so on. So Mefakim, Allah said, God, you can do whatever you have to do. Okay. Mitzuchai, Mefakim, 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 we find that he's alive. And there's discussion how do you tell if he's alive. Okay, breathing. And then you can continue to chop up the bricks and get him out. If not, you have to leave him to the shop. You can't help him anyway. And some people point to this, you know, what do you mean with the Nachri, with the Goy, you know. So it's very, very, I'm just saying it's a side point for now, but somewhat disturbing. You know, you don't save a non-Jew's life, you know, for Shabbos. So the answer is we do anyway because of Shemeva, right? Lamaisa, it's not practical. It's the Jewish ambulance, the Jewish doctor, it's called the non-Jewish patient. You don't tell him, I can't treat you because of, you know, Shabbos and so on. You know, because it's able to be a bad feeling, it'll cause problems with Jews later, and the non-Jewish doctor will treat the Jewish patient and so on. There's a story. There was a rabbi from the Jewish Theological Seminary. It was a big Talmud Chacham, Shaul Lieberman. They've heard the name, Professor Saul Lieberman. Shaul Lieberman was a big Talmud Chacham. It was, he put out what's called the Tosefta Kepshuta, which is a critical edition of Tosefta. You know, he had tremendous bekiyas. Anyway, so apparently he once taught this Mishnah, and there was a professor there who was not Jewish, but was familiar with Talmud. And he said, you know, we're friends. He said, you mean to tell me from the Sabbath the building collapsed on me, you wouldn't violate Sabbath to save my life, other than because of this concern of Ava, bad feelings? He said, no, in your case, I would do it. So the student said, what do you mean? How can you do it? He goes, I said that because of Ava. Right. But of Ava, you know, the bad feelings. But the truth is, you know, again, not my topic now, but I was once asked about this in some public forum, you know, how do you... So I said, look, you know, we don't understand the value of Shabbos. You know, I mean, we think, what do you mean? Saving a life is always going to supersede everything. But, you know, if you think about it for a moment, let's say the following would come up. You know, you could save the person's life. So of course, it's going to cost you $1 to save him. Did you spend $1? Of course you would. It's going to cost you $10 to get an Uber to the hospital. It's going to cost you this and this to get him a drug. At one point, you would say that I'm not mechuyev to spend this money to save this person's life. Right? That's at a certain point, do I have to go around begging? I should sell my house just to get this person some expensive medicine? At some point, right? At some point, what is that point? There's some point where a person would say, and even you know, he did. Yeah, I'm saying.
But there's no
thing
in the
first place that you're going to
need
as far. No. Let's say to the Jew. To save a Jew's life. Right? To save another Jew's life. The only reason. What's the reason you can save another Jew's life? Okay, that's only because he'll observe now. The Gemara on the base says you can violate Shabbos now because now he'll keep the Shabbos next 20 years or whatever. It's a net gain of Shabbos. I was just trying to point out that whereas saving a life, if at first glance, it sounds like that should supersede everything by itself without any, but it's not necessarily so because we know at a certain point, in fact, the Gemara, shouldn't every dollar raised for charity go to hospitals and medical? How do you build museums? How do you build parks? How do you build, you know, things that enhance people's, every nickel raised should be going to medical research, right? How do you spend on anything? You know, it's such a thing called quality of life. The Gemara discusses, not a topic, I'm just saying the side point. The Gemara discusses, what if you have a stream of water that's going down a hill, okay, and it passes by different towns along the way, and there's a shortage of water. If the people up here will drink but not wash your clothes or whatever, wash your stuff, then there'll be enough water for down the stream. But what if they're going to wash your clothes? They're not going to have enough water for down the stream. You're allowed to. So the Gemara discusses that. You're allowed to. That's quality of life also counts. So again, it's a very difficult area to understand, but my point is that Shabbos, what's the contrast of Shabbos? Shabbos, you have to spend every last nickel. You can't do anything on Shabbos, even if it's going to cost you your livelihood. Many people in history did give up their livelihood, you know, to keep Shabbos. So in a certain sense, in the hierarchy of things, Shabbos is on a higher plane even in some ways in saving life. So why can save a Jew's life? That's because of the net gain of Shabbos. I'm oversimplifying for something I'm throwing out for you to think about. Let's get back to our topic. I don't want to speak about it so much. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention it because, you know, that's a disturbing line of the mission. We think about it a different way. Perhaps, we can respond to it. Okay, anyway, well, the Gemara then goes on to say, how do you know all this? Right? Who says this is all true, that you can violate Shabbos to save a life? So I gave one thing to Gemara says, well, it's worth saving, you know, worth violating one Shabbos to love share, to create the possibility of many more Shabbos. Gemara has a whole bunch of different suggestions, and there are challenges to each one of them. At the end of the sugya, it starts on Peheh Amid Aleph 49. Ukvar Hoya, Rabbi Shmuel, one second. By the way, to answer your question, Rashi about the liver of the dog. Rashi is Aimachim Chotze Kovish, Alpha Bishan Ogan Rufu Fruzu, and Rufu Gemur Lahat. It's not accepted before. And Ravas Mechars told it is. Okay, not our topic. That's what I mentioned. Bottom line is, Pikuch Nevis Doche Shabbos. So at the end of the Sugya, let's skip to 49 for a second. The Gemara Numa Peyam and Aleph says, Ukvar Hayar Rishmov, Rakiva, Velezim, Azariah, Alpha, Vadera, these great Tamil Chachamim, once traveling somewhere together, the Levi Hasador. Rashi, I didn't print the Rashi. I don't know who he is exactly, but he was with them. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Azari was with them. Mishal Hashelah Zubif Neim. Minayin lePikuach Nefesh Adokah Shabbos. How do we know that Pikuach Nefesh Adokah Shabbos? So Gemara on Peheh and I'll go over to Peheh and Beis. You have the time, look it up in the Gemara. You'll see different approaches and different challenges. At the end, 49, at the end of the sugya on Peheh and Beis, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ihave Hasam. If I would have been with them, Shmuel lived, you know, a couple generations later, he wasn't there. If I would have lived, I would have said, I have a better answer. The Pasuk in Parshas Achrei Bo, famous Pasuk, Perkut Ches of Yikra Pasuk, he says, Ushmaritim is Mukos Ives Mishmatai, Asher Yaseh Osa Adam, the magic two words, V'chai Bohem. The mitzvahs of the Torah were given to live by, V'chai Bohem, below Shiyomus Bohem. That's all. Okay, and Amar Rava, Lechula Yisrei Pircha, Bar Mi Shmuel, the Lesser Pircha. Rava lived even later, said every other one of the suggestions you can have to come in, the dingin, you know, you can argue with. Okay, I said Kasha, Shmuel, it's good. Okay, and Rashi explains because it even explains why you can do it for a suffix. Right, so that's how we know the mitzvah of the Torah, with the exception of, you know, the three so-called, you know, cardinal errors, Gilerai, Shukuzam, and Nabadazar. But other than that, every mitzvah, you violate, because the mitzvahs were given to live by, not to die by. Okay, so anyway, that's the mokor, the accepted mokor, the end of that sugya. The Rambam Paskin, regards to Shabbos, this is true by other errors too, yeah. The Gemara brings up something in the discussion, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why Shmuel's answer is better, because the other answers don't necessarily fit with something. Take a look at the sugya. It's not a long sugya. I just don't want to spend that much time on it. But the Rambam, Paskin's Hilchos Shabbos.
Rebbe, it seems like if there's so many answers that aren't so good, it seems like they all want to say that it is Doche Shabbos, but they're not really sure why.
Well, okay, but take a look. Maybe I should have printed the whole Gemara. I didn't want to bog down because there are about five or six different things. But take a look. They're different. One of them is what I mentioned before, this Svara, Chalal of Shabbos Hakas. Worthwhile any one job to save others. Okay, but anyway, that the Rambam passes halachah must either way. Perak Beis of the Shabbos of Aleph 51. Dechuya he Shabbos Eitzos Akonis Nifashos Kishar Komitz. Again, it's not unique to Shabbos. You know, it starts in the Mishnah Yom and then by Yom Kippur. Okay, but you can eat comments on Pesach, whatever, pick whatever you want. You can do what you have to do. Dechuya Shabbos Eitzos Akonis Kishar Komitz. Leficha Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakone. If the person's life's in danger, osim lo kol trochah b'Shabbos, you do whatever he needs on Shabbos. Al pi rofe umen shalzer kama. Okay, you have to, not every funny superstition that somebody thinks, but al pi rofe umen, you have a doctor who's qualified, you know, in that time, right, in that place. Safek shul tzorach l'chala b'sa Shabbos, safek shenu tzorach. If there's a safek, or v'chein im ro'am a rofe l'chala b'Shabbos, rofe achar omer eno tzorach. One doctor says, no, we better, you know, you have to chal Shabbos. Another doctor said, no, it's not necessary. Okay, second opinion. So nevertheless, mechal lo avin as a Shabbos. She's suffic nefoshet. Both qualified doctors. You know, and this doctor assesses the situation one way, and that doctor assesses it another way, and it's certainly possible not to happen. Okay, and that's the din of the Shulchan Aruch as well. Here in our Siman Shin Chav Chesed, Beis 52. Mishyeso chol isho sakana. First, he points out, mitzvah lechal lo avin as a Shabbos. Not only you're allowed to, it's a mitzvah. The Hazari is Hariz and Meshubach. Okay, if somebody is, you know, Hazari is about it, Hariz and Meshubach. Hashoel, Hariz and Shofak Domin. You start kashas and asking. I mean, well, the guy dies like a murderer. Okay, even though we're all trained to, you know, the importance of Shabbos and so on, and we get nervous, you know, we'll violate Shabbos. You know, my wife used to kibitz that, you know, if she ever goes into labor, none of our babies are born on Shabbos, but she said if she ever goes into labor on Shabbos, she's calling her sister because she thinks, I'll say, well, are you sure? You know, I mean, of course, I mean, it wouldn't happen like that. Of course, I'm just saying, so, you know, because whatever, you're nervous about it. I told it happened when I had the stroke last year. So I was in the hospital for close to a week. And on Friday, I was supposed to be discharged to a rehab center. I stayed for 2 weeks. So it was Friday morning. I was supposed to be discharged Friday morning. Okay, all good. And then there was this with the insurance. They got clear. I was a meister, you know. It was the middle of December, so after people were on vacation, you know, like during the end of the holiday season. So anyway, it was getting closer. It was this time of year. It was Shabbos was 4:30. So I was getting late. And so then I said, I really don't want to be in the hospital with Shabbos. Hospital is the worst place to be if you're sick and trying to recover. Okay, there's so much noise. And, you know, they have all these machines which are binging and dinging and ringing. I remember at one point, I couldn't sleep, you know. So I categorized in my head 11 different types of ringing. You know, I'm crazy. You know, just good. This is this machine. That's what you do, you know. And you can't get much rest. Anyway, so my wife said, she wants, she's a nurse, she's a medical professional, so I mean, by training. So she said, you know, I have to go on Shabbos, you know, they'll take you out on Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So she knew I might be a little hesitant, so she actually called Rabbi Sobolovsky. My wife called Rabbi Sobolovsky, and she said, you think like my husband does, can you please call me, if you're old that way, you can please call him and tell him that even if it's on Shabbos, you know, they take you out in the ambulance. I should. Anyway, he called me. He said, "Bishum pan, there's no suffix. Of course, you have to leave the hospital. You need to get to rehab. You need to get." He said, "It's not even a suffix, you know." And he said, "Do it. Don't think twice about it, you know." And so the Maisa, And by the way, I couldn't do malacha if I wanted to, because they strap you to a gurney where they strap you to the thing. And they put you in the car and take out. I couldn't even done it if I wanted to, you know. Anyway, but I made it within the I couldn't do anything. I was strapped, they strap you down. I guess for safety reasons. They tie you in, you can't, you know. So they picked me up and put anyway, I made it within the zman of Rabbeinu Tam, you know. So I was kidding. I said to people, you know, I keep Rabbeinu Tam at the end of Shabbos my whole life, so I feel he owes me one for the beginning of Shabbos. I made it with him. But anyway, but the mice, so you have to, that's the point, is it pikuach nefesh and so on. So kind of, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and it's a mitzvah is the point. Okay. And the Rebbe Mishabur, it's gotten down 53 quotes. Pirish Lasos Lufu about Tam Mishum Zachib Chayba, right? Vashoel, and that's what it's cotton rub is. The person wants to be Kali, wants to be so from, is Mishasin. You're the Chal Shabbos B'chola, okay? You know, he doesn't want to do it and so on. He can't. It's like Shvitas Damim. Shabbat Shuholik Lishol Yechon Shacholah. Meanwhile, he's going to go look it up and ask a Kasha with a Shiloh, look up the Shulchan Aruch. You know, the guy dropped dead. You know? So what? Well, he can't do that. All right, and the others point out that it's also the Shofar Damim. It's the job of the Rebbe, the community. All joking aside, and I had a person this 2 weeks ago who was in the hospital and wasn't sure she was in the Kabbalah Friday night and Shabbos. And so, I told him the same thing. I said, look, you know, at Friday night if they release you, you have to come out. You know, I said if they decide to release you, it's an hour to the end of Shabbos. Okay, so then wait. It's all the same. Right, the Friday afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, at the 4:45, they say they're ready to release you. So you want to say, okay, it's a Shabbos, almost come out, or where exactly draw the wire. But you get the idea. You know, if it's not going to make a big difference already, so there's no need to violate Shabbos. By the way, you shouldn't hesitate. Okay. And the job, that's what Mishabur writes. It's important to Mishabur. It's the job of the Rebbe, the community. Tell people, it comes to Mikuch Nefesh. It's to tell people, you know, tell them that otherwise it's, you know, Chasidah Shostus. It's you're a pious idiot. I mean, you can't do it. You know, it's like the case of the guy, the woman drowning, but he wasn't jumping to save her because, you know, it's a woman. She would have her clothes on, whatever. Life comes back. It's called the Chasidah Shostus. I printed the Archaim, you know, the Archaim and the Chumash. By Shabbos, Parak Gimel, it says there that Adarabba, that's not Chilul Shabbos, that's Shmirah Shabbos. Saving someone's life, that's the din of Shmirah Shabbos. That's what, okay. And getting back to our issue. So that's a rule number one. If the person is a you do whatever has to be done. Okay. Now, again, if it's all the same, okay, once that's done in the shul. And the goyish custodian is right there, and you tell him to call the ambulance. It's not going to waste any time. Okay, so then there's no need for you to necessarily do it if it's not going to cost you any time. Right, the guy's standing right there. All right, but basically, cholish yishpas hakana, you do whatever has to be done. All right, if you look back in source 4 at the beginning of this packet, but I'll read it to your own habit. It's that was what we just read in Sif Shiv Beis Mishesh Cholish Yishpas Hakana. But in Sif Aleph, it mentions Mishesh Mechush Ba'alma. Okay, mechush ba'alma. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah there, it's in Sifkat Nalev, the very first Sifkat of this Siman, Sifkat Nalev, you bring it, we have the distinction between, so we'll leave Chola Shiesh Bas HaKot out of the mix. That's clear, can violate everything, the rices, the rabbanans, whatever has to be done to save the person's life. Okay, now, mechush ba'alma, what does that mean? So he mentions the following, the im ki'iv le tuva, if the guy is really in pain, V'chola kol gufa al yedei zeh, his whole body aches. Mamash, he can't function, like I keep using the expression, he can't function normally. Your whole body aches. Oh, shenofa lemishka, or he's bedridden, he can't get out of bed. Sometimes the flu, you know, with an adult, you have a high fever, he can't get out of bed. Right? Now, av she'ein bo sakar, not going to die. Okay? I mean, it's not that kind of an illness. Mutar lasos b'shol refuah she'ein bo melacha. Then you can do refuah if there's no malacha involved. Okay, we'll see. Okay, I feel a malacha more, but not a malacha. And for example, it's a cotton gimel, the Mishabur writes, I feel a yidei ain't a Yehudi. I know I feel a dvarim shurak mishum shvuz. Gam kain also ayado kevin shurak mechos balma. If the guy's on the lower level, where he's not bedridden and he's not his whole body aching, but he's just mechush, yeah, a low-grade headache, a little bit of upset, something, you have the sniffles. So there, you can't even do a shlus. You can't even, you know, even also, I feel like they in a hoodie. You can't do that. Now, that's when the gzera of refuah applies. Okay? Now, I just looked at some other points in the Shulchan Aruch there. It's in Kotten Kuf. Okay, later on in the in Shulchan Ches, in Kotten Kuf. Okay, the Mishabur writes Choshesh Bishino. We had this earlier. Okay, we had this earlier, Choshesh Bishino. We'll come back to it. We'll continue with this. Let's get the right place here. Yeah. Yeah, all right. It's a cotton kufa. We mentioned Choshesh Bishino, right? He says, that's why I printed it here, because it's the Usr Loma Laini Yehudi Lassus A Dabad Lafua, Phil Dabash Rakhim Shushus. Ah, he puts in the thing here. In Yeshua Tsar Godol, if you're in tremendous pain, Machma Sake, Vorz and Nechosh Kol Gufo, then Mutu Lasada, Phil Malacha Doraisa. Okay, now that you can have a goy. You can have a goy, do even a Malacha Doraisa. You Jew can't do Malacha Doraisa for somebody who's, even if he's a lot of pain, Malacha Doraisa you can't do. Malacha Doraisa you can only do for a Cholos Yeshua Zerkona. But this Chola was in great pain. He can't function normally. So then you can have the guy do even something which is, you know, the Malach of the Raisa. All right. But again, so we saw this already. It's in Kufala. The Mucha Milsa Shulafua. I feel Lishos Vachaka Yivla. So, you know, drinking medicine or putting these, you know, things that soothe alcohol or whatever else. Okay. The Rashba in the Chuvah 56. Chuvah Sashba Chela Gimel Sun Reish Ayin Beis. What if it's kind of a different category? You know, lose the arm or whatever. It's not. Won't die. On the other hand, it's not just you don't feel it. It's called sakonas aver, okay, and that kind of thing. So he says, the Rashbor writes in this Chuvah 56, Kehilat Gimel Sun Reish Ayin Beis, Shlosha Chiluki Chalai Beis. One, Oechad Sakonas Nefesh Mamish. Okay, Vasheni Sakonas Aver. Okay, and now he puts that together with Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana, also no filler Mishka. So Rashba includes Sakonas Aver with Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana. Okay, he's not going to die from this, he loses his finger, or whatever. Okay, but that's a Cholos She'ein, so you can have a goy do it, and you can do the Rabbanans and so on. Vashlishi, Chashash Cholos Koyim, El She'ein No Filler Mishka. Okay, the third thing is he's not feeling well, but you know, he's not bedridden because of it. So Sakonas Nefesh, Mechfakin of Gedola Yisrael. And some say Dafke, the rabbi, should do it to show the people it's allowed. You know, don't have the rabbi. I'm the rabbi of the shul. Tell the gabbai you take care of. You know, the rabbi take care of. You know, to show people Dafke Gadol Yisrael. I feel a bit of Torah, even if this is the Raisa. Then he says Sakonas Aver Bechein Choli She'ein Bo Sakona Afo Pishes Shochei B'Mita Mitocholyo. Yeah, there's no. Danger, life, just he's bedridden. So then, Osim Malacha Yakum. Then you can do have the guy do whatever. Even if the guy does something which is the rice for us, and then Bechash Chashash Choli Ba'Alma Shere Nofel Amishko Asos Malacha Afil Yakum. Even you know if a guy just has an upset stomach, but then he can't tell a guy to do anything either. The Tzarche Chol Amal Tzarche Chol Shafilu Sundar Bal. Okay, and he says Vehinei Nikosel Fanecha Din Kolecha Mishigelu. He mentioned Sakonas Nefesh, Afilu Choli Shetorach Omid, you know, not sure, right? A Sufik, Mechal, and it's a Shav Zemabur, right? Because Sufik, Nefashos, Lahakel, and so on. And Abba Choli Shein was Sakonas Nefesh, Afo Mishesh was Sakonas Eber, and Nofel Mishkov, Ein Mechal, and it's a Shav Zemabur, Zose, Bezu Shomer Kol Torchi Chol and Nasri, the Akum Shabbos, right? And Chol Chol Shishem Ophil Sakonas Eber. In Chol Kavet O Limpo Lemishkam Chol Shibamo then Lo Hitir. That's how the Rashbam writes. The Rambam. Sakonas Eber is with. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So in that case, is it better on Shabbos if I hurt myself and I can Sakonas Eber call a non-Jew champions or call himself?
Well, there's also a time factor, but let's assume it's the same. Probably better call the non-Jew. The only thing is, full disclosure, I think most assume that in most cases, medical, so Sakonas Aver could really lead to more serious damage.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, right, because right, they'll spread, whatever, it depends on the, you know. As opposed to say broken, but that's Sakonas Aver, I think. We'll see what's going on in a second, okay? The Rambam, Perek Vav, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha 10, 57. Rambam writes, Dover she'ena malacha, ve'ena asu lasos b'shabbos, elam shum shuvos, v'darbanan, mutter li Yisrael, lomer l'goy lasos b'shabbos, Okay, that's even who she have some mitzvahs holy. So you mentioned it was called mitzvahs holy, and oh yeah, davar torah harbe oh they mitzvah. Okay, or there's some great tzarech or great the mitzvah. It's a little vague. Okay, the point is that we're talking about a person who has mitzvahs holy. The rabbi writes that he can do something which is also only the rabbanon. Only something which is drama. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's Simon Shin Zion. Okay. Like the Rambam. Okay. And then he mentioned the mitzvah. He wanted to bring a shofar or whatever else. It's not our issue now. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Chafala 59 writes, mitzvah holy. The ilu b'cholim mamish. Hakol kol aguf. O sheyesh pas hakonis eber. Afilu yisrael osishus. Okay, that's a machlokas, but the Mishabur Paskin, if the guy is chole mamish, chole kolaguf, again, he can't function, only bedridden, or he has sakonas eber, which we love together, so then afil yisrael can do a drop bottom. So certainly can tell a guy to drop bottom, and based on that, you perhaps even tell a guy, like I answered before, that can tell a guy to do a derisive. Okay, so vidah, but he does say, she'ein medamin dover ledover binyan ashusim. You can't compare this drop bottom to that drop bottom. And that makes an important point. You have to look at each case what the chachamim permitted. Okay, all right. So let's look now. The important sif here is sif yud zayin. Mishabur alluded to it. We saw it twice in Sukkot and Halak and Sukkot and Kuf. Mishabur alluded to the very beginning of the sif, but here's where it comes from. In Siman Shin Chav Ches sif yud zayin 60. Okay, chola shenofal machmas cholia lemishkav ve'ein bo sakana. That's again bedridden. The Ramah adds, "Oh, sheyesh lo mecho shemitzar v'cholim in a kol gufo." She'oz afkbi sheholech kenofal lemishkav dami. In other words, the mechaber, based on the earlier source of my commission, say the key defining point of chol she'ein basakon is that you're bedridden. Ramah says, "Yeah, it doesn't only mean bedridden. It means you might be able to get up. You're not stuck in bed. You can walk around." You know, but still, you like Nofel HaMishka. Then, Omrim Le'ein HaYehudi La'asa Fua, Aval Ein Mechalam Shabbos Bisa Doraisa. And he writes, Afil Yesh Pasakon HaSever. U'lechalam Yisrael Bisa Rabbani V'yadayim, Yesh Matir Afil Ein Pasakon HaSever. But some say, like we said before, some say that any Yisrael Rabbanim can be lifted, not just Amir L'Nachri. V'yesh Omrim Sheyesh Pasakon HaSever, Osim Ein Pasakon HaSever Ein Osim. So actually, according to this, Sakonis Eber is a middle category in between Chol She'esh Bo Sakana, Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. But the Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, according to some, you can't do all drabbanans. Like we just said, Ein Medamin. You can tell a guy to do it, but to that drabbanan you can violate, but other drabbanans perhaps you can. But for Sakonis Eber, even they admit that you can. V'yesh Omrim, Shim Ein Bo Sakonis Eber Osim B'Shinoi. V'yesh Bo Sakonis Eber Osim B'Lo Shinoi. The Jew should do with the Shinoi, so then again it's the Rabbanon. So Yesh Omrim, Afil Yesh Pasakon is Eber, Ein Osin Ladova, Shu Nismach Lamalacha Deraisa. The Rabbi Shein Nismach Lamalacha Osin Afil Ein Osin Eber. The Divya as far as Shish is near, and that's what he says. All right, and there are more adds, the third way. There are more adds, Muta Lomel, Eni Hudi Lassos, Tavshi Lakotin Shein Amalecho. An important point. The Stam Tzarki Kotin, Kecholah Shein Bosakon Adami. With a kid, okay, a cotton, a little kid is considered to like a chol she'ein bo sakana. Why? Even to prepare food for him. Why? Because the kid is screaming. That's called not functioning normally. You know, for an adult, it wouldn't be the same thing. But for a kid, tzarchei katan, an infant, and I'm quite exactly how the katan is, but with tzarchei katan, that's called chol she'ein bo sakana. Because the kid cries, he needs a diaper change, he needs to eat or whatever it is. And so he's not able to function normally, right? So that's the idea. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sukkot Mem, I printed a bunch of Mishnah Berurahs here, we should see them. Sukkot Mem, hey, Ein Bo Sakana, Ratzoma Sakana's Mavis. We talk about Sakana, that Ein Bo Sakana means that Ein Bo Sakana's Mavis. And Sakana's Eber is not an issue, okay? He also mentions the whole heter to tell a goy is that it's going to help on Shabbos. That's the Sukkot Mem, Dafka Shesarach Lerfu B'Shabbos Atzma. Okay, but Hakish Ein Tzarach L'B'Shabbos, Yamte Motzoi Shabbos. Well, yes, sakana also hamdin. If the scholar she'ein bo sakana, you can wait to do the treatment. It's not going to make any difference. Okay, it's not going to relieve. Then you wait till after Shabbos. But the scholar she'ein bo sakana, you don't wait at all, even though it may or may not make a difference, because it may make a difference. And the suffix allows it. Okay. Lasos Rafua, we said that's the Mishmus Sukkot Mem Zayin. You can tell a guy to do it. Here's the answer to your question, Zach. Sukkot Mem Zayin, 61. You can tell the guy, again, here's probably where I should have left in the Makaris with the Shulchan Aruch referring to, but he gives you the Rav Maslam. But the Shulchan Aruch said on 60, yes, the Mishmus Sukkot Mem Zayin, the second line, it says, see that? The second line of 60. And then the Shabur took out Mem Zayin says, that was your question, right? So the Shabur says explicitly, Mem Zayin, Afilu Melach HaDeraisa. And not only that, but even non-medicinal. Let's say a guy needs hot chicken soup or whatever, tea, whatever, so you can cook for him also. Okay, if that's what he needs. All right? But, yeah. It's got Mem Ches. The Jew himself can only, you can tell a goy to do the raisa. Your question, right? You can tell that's the Kotman Mem Zayin. You can tell a goy to do even a deraisa, okay? But a Jew can't do a deraisa at all unless it's a konis nefa pikuach nefesh mamish, okay? But he says in the Kotman Mem Tesa, it's a konis aver, the yesh avarim shenogele pikuach nefesh. May depend what aver. Okay, what part of the body? You're right. If you're talking about his toe, so it may not make a difference. But you're talking about a different part of the body. It could spread. It could be more serious. So that's where he opens the door already. The Yeshivarim shall get a pikuach nefesh. Okay. And those are other things, exactly what you said before. Kibi Marofa Omer Shimlo Yirapo Aver. You chalav pikuach nefesh. If the guy's, let's say a person, what's it called, gangrene or something like that, gangrene can spread. No, the blood, I don't know. But whatever it is, if the doctor says they don't heal this aver, we call it nefesh, that's not an issue. Okay? And again, according to this view, you can violate an isidro, bonon. Hainu kol ashusim, afilu below shimon. Tom the Sirli, the Malcolm Choli, lo gozo. Why is it allowed? Because why is all this Rabbanan allowed? Because the Mishmur is explaining, because the Rabbanan never ossered in these situations. The whole Gzera never applied. They didn't formulate the Gzera to cover these kinds of cases. All right? And therefore, it's gotten Mem Alev, Mutal Yisrael, Chala Lev, Chala Shus, and Arposo. Filo Eina Chol, Chala Lev, Chala Gu. All right. Anyway, as one final was about the Aver, So Kana's Aver means it's not going to spread, it's only that one Aver. Now, it's a cotton Nundalad, what's the idea of doing the Shinui? So that's also only Drabbanan. You don't have to look for a Goya. The Jew can do it, but Shinui, it's also only Drabbanan. All right? And it's a cotton Nunzayan, Aswar Hashlishes, Hanashimutra Lasa, Phil Kola Shusim. So it really comes out that Sarkonis Aver, for some purposes, is higher, quote unquote, in the list than Cholosh Aver Sarkonis, though not as high as Cholosh Aver Sarkonis. Okay, good. 62. Simashim Chavchai Siv Gimel. Chomaka Shacholov. Any internal damage. Right, this is a Hanami Shinaim Alifnim, teeth in it, but Shinaim Atzmachal, teeth also count. Then Machalas of Shabbos. The Daf Krishna is Kalcha Echad of Arapim, Machmas Maka, Obua, Kyotzavazim. Now, if a person was hit with a steel bar, smacked him in the head or in the stomach with a bar, it could cause internal damage. You don't realize it could break something, puncture something, these kinds of things. Or Obua, some kind of a blister and so on. So these things, Aval Mechush Eno Nikrabaka. Okay, there are more rights. Take the tooth out, you can have a non-Jew do it. All right? Okay? Again, if a person's hit by something and there's a concern for internal damage, so a person falls, takes a hard fall. There's nothing visible necessarily. You must have had those cases where somebody fell down, right? And that's all you
especially
what?
When they hit their head.
Yeah.
Especially if they're in
wheelchairs. Right, exactly. So you have to take these things seriously. Yeah.
So how loose are we with the term sakana? It seems like I guess it's two questions from that. One, it was like if it's a sakana, like, I was seeing like the case of amputator, just like they break their arm.
But again, if medically it's assumed that delay is a problem, So there's certainly going to do it through non-Jew.
I don't get it. It's infection. From before, it's like, you know,
we spoke of resetting.
Preventive.
Right, preventable acts.
Right.
What?
Like a normal kid's brain comes
out. No, right. But the question is, what do they have to do? If it's just to prevent it from getting worse.
In theory, like, someone's character, they're not like primary care, but their grandparents.
Yeah.
Their grandparents are in a nursing home or whatever, they have age, they have people taking care of them.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, the big difference when you have someone, like a family member who's like of like total sound mind and like able to advocate for them. Is that almost kind of like their constant state of like,
so this, the answer is I mentioned in the chat, you know, I wrote an article in our JJ Journal a couple of years ago about treating psychologically developmentally disabled people on Shabbos. Other, can you violate them? Because it really is a different category. But in that, I think at the end, I quoted a true from the Rosh Hashanah. Take a look, if you're into that subject, work with this. You know, the problem with, I was going to mention this at the end, but maybe I'll come back to it. The problem with, you know, let's say the person has a developmental disability, the physical issue isn't the problem right now, okay? But, you know, it may lead to a problem. Let's say, let's forget about developmental disability, like someone autistic or, you know, Down syndrome. But somebody's contemplating suicide, you know, so suicide emergency on Shabbos. Right. So right now there's not a problem. If you don't, you know, can you drive him to his therapist? You should talk him out of, you know what I'm saying? That kind of child. It's not a problem right now, but it could lead to a problem. Okay. Or you know, somebody who's if he's unoccupied, he may be someone autistic and walk into the street, you know, and not pay attention to traffic. And anyway, at the end of that, maybe we'll come back to it, but at the end of that piece, I think I quoted there are some chulas in the Yerushalayim. I think there's a truth there somewhere. I remember. I have to look. I haven't looked at New York in a while. But I think he mentions also that elderly people are considered to be more, like we said, certainly by children. So that they're concerned. Yeah, there's Kolashim Bosakona. So you would treat them that way. It depends on a person, obviously. Depends on the person.
That would mean, though, if they had even the slightest incident, it was
certainly matter with a goy, it would seem to me. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get to the broken arms. I have it later on. Okay. We possibly can reset the arm. We'll see that. It's the next couple of sources now. Okay. All right. Tzivhei on the top of the next page. Makash and Shulcholo. Right, the Shalom Bukhi Bukhali, you have to ask the Bukhali himself how he feels. You know, okay. Mishabura in Sivkot and Yod, 63, Mitzar Hainu with the Ke'iv Le Tuva, the Mitzar Kolkach at Shakola Kolgufo, Aideza Avshenu Nofel Mishkov, hurts your whole body and so on. So then you can do what's ordinarily, you know, what's ordinarily done. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Mishabura explains, Kol Shavagilim and Macholim Rafuos. Mashma afal pi shein bo sarkonis b'mi yas adobar who came and shechol yesh bo sarkonis b'mi yesh adobar tzor k'tzaz. Right, not necessarily that it's going to heal him, but it's got some kind of tzor, that's enough. But it's a quite design, even sarkonis tefash, suffix sarkonis tefash. Let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, because he summarized everything. Sif Yud Zayin, read inside, 64. Klal godo yesh b'cholam in Shabbos. One, chol yesh bo sarkonis b'chalam in Shabbos, no matter what. Chol shein bo sarkonis ein b'chalam in Shabbos, mamash ayde Yisrael el atiro shus. Damir la'akum, v'kach omer chazal, chol she'en b'sakana omer la'akum v'oseh, v'gam hitel b'bishuleim, even b'shalakum is allowed, and stam yein, and other drabbanans, it's not just Shabbos. Okay, that's a question of machlokas about it. And then he writes, avalas ha'idei, shinu mutar, even for a Jew, t'dov v'sheish b'l'smach l'malach ha'daraisa, shif yurches, v'im yeish b'achole, here's what he says, v'im yeish b'achole, sakonas eber echad v'lo sakonas kol aguf, Kimat kol haposkim iskimu l'deya achas di isud rabbanon oslam yadayim. The kol shekin om amir le'en yehudi. So you knew rabbanon, even yadayim. But and certainly telling a Jew to do even b'sitoru. But then he writes at the end, avalas has isud raisa de Yisrael, also b'shus hakonos eber, k'shein has hakonos b'chol haguf. Avol, here's the key, I'll give you a little to the key line, or choshon, the end of Sifshir Ches. Aval im al yedei ha'eber tishlor ha'macha b'chol ha'guf, as opposed to broken arm, but if it's some kind of damage that could impact the whole body, Then Mechala was a Shabbos. Arei Mikras Zakana, Mechala was a Shabbos. I think Yisrael, Afilu Bisa Deraisa. I think that's how, I mean, how do they treat the broken limbs and so on today?
No, we just assume that anything can be
lead to a circle, yeah.
Yeah, because they're worried about bone cracking and breaking off and traveling to one.
Right, I was about to say that. That we know these, we know different things today, but, huh?
Very unlikely.
But it's enough for something.
It's enough for something. That's the whole thing.
If
it's more than
a thousand. Yeah, well, that's the question. Me, it's a I mean,
but there's also, there's no functioning way for, like, when, let's say, take an example of that's all, right?
Yeah.
Functionally, they can't operate unless they're going to do this because that's the standard of care. And legally, they won't be allowed to.
Oh, they're bound by standard of care.
Everyone is bound by
right,
that.
Right.
So legally, they can't exist.
Anyway.
If
anyway.
They won't do it, they won't try to have a hospital child.
I mean, it's an interesting question. Again, I think that combined with the fact that there is a chance of some sort of sakana. I mean, it's not just the bone chips, but other things also that you don't know.
Infection.
Yeah, that I think the concern today, what they know more about today, is infection.
Okay, if you leave. Leave.
Right, that's a right. Right. I'm not sure. But again, I think with that's a sneeful hakel with the fact that today much of the concern is about infection.
So if it's an open bone, if it's an open break, then everyone will consider blood clots right away. Because there's infection and there's just different
right,
internal
bleeding.
Internal and external, if it's an open break. If it's a closed break, then it's much more complicated on Shabbos, and I'm not a doctor, but
yeah.
Most people would either consider that it's either possibly the sakanas nefashos, and they would.
I thought that's how we would assume today.
Right. Otherwise, people rely on the fact that you can't operate otherwise. If it's right near the end of Shabbos, people would.
Yeah, with the weights,
then
right.
Then it gets complicated.
Really hairy, right. Wait. Yeah. That's a different problem. That's a different problem. That's back to the
Avon.
All right, 50 tests, the Shulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan, Kol El Raim, Chol Shemitah, Mita, and so on, or She'en V'chol Zolot Seish V'Pesach, basically you can't leave the house. And as opposed to Mechush Balman. So it comes out really that the lowest level is so far, basically to summarize, we go to some specific examples. But I did look, you know, to Rabbi Ribiat's book on Shabbos under Tochin. Take a look at him. He has like every possible case from asthma to this. You know, he has a whole list there of, you know, so if you're interested, you can take a look. It's useful. I mean, it's a useful list. To summarize the different levels, so Mechush Ba'alma, no medication is allowed, and no tipul from a goy, nothing. Okay, what are examples of that? And a common cold, a headache, mild stomach pain, and so on. A guy's got a stiff neck, you know, annoying things, a cold sore, something like that. Okay, so then, you know, you can't do anything which is medicinal, but you can, as we learned earlier, drink tea or something which is, you know, doesn't stand out necessarily as medicinal, okay? Yeah, and we also mentioned you can take preventative medicine, okay? That's the Mechush Ba'alma. Next letter category, we saw these different terms, Mixas Choli, okay? Mixas Choli is a stronger type of discomfort. It's not disabling. It's not disabling, okay? It's not your Muta, not Muta or Mishkov and so on. That's, you know, Mixas Choli. So some people would say that the toothache isn't that kind. Toothache can be very painful. It's more than just Mechush Ba'alma, okay? So there, well, let's say a guy's got a severe heartburn. So there are people who say you can tell a guy to do a drabbana, you know, can tell a guy to do a drabbana, okay? The Jew can't, you know, can't do anything. Or maybe you can tell a guy to do a drabbana, like putting, you know, some type of a external treatment and so on. The next case would be Tsar Gadol, like a migraine headache. Okay, terrible cramps and things like that, then it's for sure okay to do for telling goy to do rabbanan. And according to most, even a Jew can do a rabbanan, like do a treatment with shinoi, with your left hand and so on. Choli, fourth level would be choli kol gufo, right? You know, like the flu, you have the flu, you have chicken pox, the measles, whatever, some type of a, you know, a sickness, a serious migraine. So then it's okay to take medicine. Okay, and even do this drabbanan, even a Jew can, you know, can do this drabbanan. And the highest would be of this group, again, below, still below, again, the given is pikuach nefesh for sure. I'm talking about that. The highest of this level, sakanas aver, like a broken bone or a dislocated collar and so on, then all drabbanans are allowed for sure, even by a Jew.
Okay. I'd like to ask you a question.
Yeah, please.
If somebody sleeps with a sleep machine at night for sleep apnea, right? They have a CPAP machine, and they and the machine is not on Shabbos, and they realize it. So right now, let's say the scenario is they're not feeling tired, but they're not going to be able to sleep at night unless that machine turns on. Could they turn it on with a shinoi?
I have to check into what they hold about CPAP machine. I should never looked it up. I'd be hesitant to allow to turn it on Shabbos. If you can't sleep, you just won't sleep comfortably, right?
I don't know how much sleep you'd get because you keep on waking up from not breathing. That's the whole thing, that the passageway is closed.
Yeah. But it probably depends how severe it is, but all right, let me look into that, okay? I'm not sure.
Would it make a difference if the person is super duper tired or not?
Hard to categorize it. But I'm saying, I know that it's true. I know that people talk about CPAP machines. I would just think that, I don't know enough about it. I mean, you can sleep without it, right? You can do something, it'll be uncomfortable, it'll be a snore. Right? But something you can't sleep, right? So you can, obviously can't sleep. Depends on the severity, yeah. Depends on the person.
And some people, right, they would actually stop breathing and never wake up.
So right, but there's a danger.
Also, I'd like to add to the question another little knach. The CPAP machine is built in such a way that if the machine is off and you breathe in the mask, it will automatically turn on.
Oh, so it's like a grommet in some ways.
So could you turn it on that way?
Yeah. Yes, it's like a grommet. Yeah, that might be loud. That would be more of a sound locker. I don't think so. All right, I'll check into that one thing, but they pass on CPAP, I'm not sure. I thought you could just sleep, it's less comfortable and so on. But if there's some sort of danger, right, the breathing. Yeah, okay. I'll check into it. All right, in terms of broken bones, so here I printed in 65, Morin Shabbos Kuf Mem Zanim and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Ein Machzir Nesashever. And Rashi there says, because that's like medicine, 66. Ein Machzir Nesashever, Etzim Shinishbar, Kol Rafua Asur Mishim Shrika Samana. Okay, that's what Rashi says. However, the Gemara there says, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Zanim, based going over to Kuf Mem Chay, that's the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, Omar Rechana Bagdasah, Rechana from Baghdad, I said the name of Shmuel, Halacha Machzirin Esoshever. You can reset a dislocated or broken bone. And Rashi explains, what do you mean, has Shmuel against the Mishnah? He says, no, Shmuel, that's how you learn the Mishnah. Look at Rashi, Kuf Mem Chesar Aleph, 68, Halacha Machzirin Esoshever, it's really the Shmuel Machzirin Tanam. That's what Mishnah means. Okay, that's how I understood the Mishnah, different gears or whatever it is. Okay. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here, like this conclusion of the Gemara, in the Hirn Siv Mem Zayin of Siv Shin Chofchens, Etzim Shiyotzim and Komo, Machzirin Oso. You can reset it. Okay, now, the Magen Avraham, the Mishabur and Kuf Mem Hei, Sukkot and Kuf Mem Hei, quotes the Magen Avraham, disagrees. A Magen Avraham Cholakot, it's going to Davka Etzim and Nishbar. It's different if it's broken or just dislocated. Okay. Well, Etzim and Nishbar, Mekomo, Oso, 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 but the Mishnah Berurah says to solve it, right? There's a difference in dislocated and broken. Nothing broke. Snap back in. So that you can't do. But Mishnah Berurah writes, Mikomako Aide Eina Yehudi, Eina Yisrael, Nira Shein Lahachmer. Okay, but you can do it through a guy. But then he quotes, we say for Shulchan Ate Shitim, because of the chol sheyotzim komal gamrei shekorin oiskelek whatever chashiv sakonas aver kemo nishbar v'lach zanim yad. So this is the point that sometimes that's true by dislocating. Sometimes you better, if you don't put it back in right away, then there's gonna be a problem later. Right? So it's like a preventative thing. No, and it's sometimes you can't just leave it dislocated. Otherwise, it's harder to get it back. Is that true? I think that's what we assume, right? That it's been dislocated, nothing broke. But he said, that's what he said, you have to put it right back. Therefore, Rishori Lahakzer, I feel like they Israel. Never mind telling a Jew to do it. This is a Mamas Sakon's Aver. Okay? So that's what the And he writes, near the Gamma Das of Rav, even the Mogar Rav is Machmir, if Harofe Omer, Shenifrak, Bechazoka, Yucha, Lovel, they took on a saber, but it's severely dislocated. Sometimes there are people, I mean, who dislocate from Tana, and they themselves can just like snap it back, you know. But anyway, so that's an important machok, because again, I think people tend to be mechel. One other category of cholim, or two other categories of cholim, is one is an Isha Yoledis, right? The woman in childbirth. So the Mishnah says, in Kuf Chav Chesem, Be'i 71, that during childbirth, it's Chol Yishma Sekonis, therefore, Umiyaldin, and so Isha B'Shabbos, you can do whatever has been done to help her give birth on Shabbos. Okay. The Korin lo Chachama, the Makom Mako, Chachama is a midwife. So I'm giving an expression, Chachama is a midwife. You call her a midwife, you know, to assist with the birth. Okay. You've heard that expression, Chachama, sometimes midwives called the Chachama. The joke is because this is Ezel Chachama, Roas Anolim. So you know, to see the giving birth, it's called the Chacham. Okay, anyway, but that's one of the nicknames of a midwife. So you can call her a midwife. Or mechal, that's a Shabbos. You can mechal Shabbos. The koshin is a tibur. The tibur is what a umbilical cord. You have to tie it a certain way, so otherwise the baby won't choke on it. So very this or you can cut it. Rashi says, "Mealdei Shabbos Shabbos ain't talking about Shabbos Sadin. You can help her even if you don't deliver. Certainly, another kosher and tibur shall lodge you or up the milk cord, because otherwise it could choke the baby or whatever." Okay. Anyway, that is the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Chesam Beis and Shabbos. So the Gemara there on Kuf Chav Chesam Beis says as follows. It goes on to Kuf Chav Chesam Alaf. I printed in 73. Gemara says, "Mealdei is a isha michti. Tanalei mealdei shir kolan chahamay molazmul chalat to Shabbos asuyimai." Okay, I mean, you already said you know, help her give birth and call the midwife. So what do you have to add? Umechal and alas of Shabbos. What does that add? You just said you can call the midwife. You said you can do you know. So my in the Tana Kasha Asuya Mai Marcel Asuya Hada Tana Rabbanon Im Hoisa Tzrichel Aner. Let's say she needs a candle. You know the doctor needs a candle. Chaver Tamadlekas Aner. Okay, friend can light a candle on Shabbos. I told you the story of the Moshe Soloveitchik, right? That you know, the father told him to bring the kid. Right. It was about Mabrik Nefesh. So Madlek Laner, Tzichon L'Shemen, if she needs oil for something like that, she wants to be rubbed down. You know, sometimes women in labor, they get sweaty, they get very uncomfortable. This will help her, okay, soothe her. So you can bring them Shemen. And it mentions if there's a way to bring it without, you know, again, Rashi says, "Reveal the shemen derechus the rabbi." Without an Arab, they have to carry it. She had no shemen in the house, so the neighbor had shemen. So you bring it over, even derechus the rabbi, even though you're violating Shabbos ordinarily by carrying. Chaverat of shemen ain't no suffering beyond maybe b'sara. If she can do it in some kind of a, you know, she put instead of bringing the oil in the container in the jar, supports them into her hands. It's done in a funny way, or you know, in her hair and then squeeze it out. They get different options. Okay, but if you can't do any of that, then reveal it clean. Omar Yehuda bar Omar Shmuel, toward the end of Kuf Chav Chesam Beis, it's the end of the first paragraph 73. Omar Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Chaya. Okay, Chaya means a woman in labor. Okay, not a woman in labor, a woman past delivery. She already had the baby. She called the Chaya, she already had the baby. She gave birth already. So then calls mom, so what's her status now? She gave birth already, the baby's out. Healthy, everyone's happy. But she's still in pain and bleeding. So Kol's man shekever pesuach. Shekever means in this case the womb. Okay, as long as the womb is still open, then bein omer tzvichani bein omer tzvichem mechal on Shabbos. Okay, there's still mechal Shabbos, which is still called the cholah sheyesh bo sakana. Again, at one time, women died in childbirth. It wasn't so uncommon. I mean, until not that long ago. Pretty much everybody, every woman you know, had babies, lost one baby in childbirth. It was not uncommon. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. It was not uncommon. Today, you know, we have means of but people did lose children in childbirth. So bein omer tzricha ani, bein omer lo tzricha ani, mechal on esos Shabbos. That's if it's still open. This time I care, but now it depends. Bein omer tzricha ani, bein lo omer tzricha ani, ein mechal on esos Shabbos. First opinion is, once it's closed, then we're not mechal Shabbos at all for her. Okay, but Rav Ashi learned differently. Rav Ashi Masnihachi, Mazutra Masnihachi. That was Rav Ashi. Mazutra Masnihachi. He said the following: Omer Lura Shmuel, Chaya Kolzman Shekiva Pesuach. Bein Omer Tzvichani, Bein Omer Ein Tzvichani, Mechala Nasa Shabbos. Nista Makever, and she still says, I need help, Mechala Nasa Shabbos. If Lo Omer Tzvichani, Ein Mechala Nasa, she says, I'm fine, then you don't have to. But as long as the thing is still open and listen to her, when we're still open and listen to her, even if she's not going to need help, we're Mechala Shabbos for her. Omer Le Ravina, the Mareima, Marzucha, Masin, the Kula, Rav Ashi, Masin, Chumah, right? Hilchus of Kaman, who's Allah like? Omer Le Halacha, Kamar Zucha. Because Safek, the Fashal, the Hakel. So we assume the woman actually for the first 7 days is considered a chola. She yesh bol sakana. Okay, the first 7 days. Okay. Ma'ema sa'i psicha sa'kever. At what point is the womb considered to be open? So we have different opinions, which more or less come out around the same time. Amar Abaye, mishoa she'teshev al ha'mashber. The mashber that we're calling is a birthing stool. So she sits down and gets ready to deliver the baby. Okay, and so she's prepared to deliver the baby. She begins to bleed. Sometimes it's called the water breaks. There's a little break in the water. It means it begins to bleed from that part of the body. She needs help walking. So she's about to give birth. There's different opinions about it. I think we assume that again, once she's bleeding, I think even earlier, we assume that she, you know, once the water break, will treat her as a cholosh ain't basakana. Cholosh ain't basakana. Okay? The Rambam. Perak Beis Halach Yid Aleph 76. Hayoledes shekoras leilet harei basakana zafashas so mechala nasa Shabbos korin lechachama call the midwife welcome cholchen zatibur. Do we have to do with the milk accord? See the candle. Of course, the Rambam ends Halach Yid Aleph 76 by saying b'chol she'efshar l'shanos. If you can do it in a backhanded way without loss of time or safety, then do it. Okay? And that's why the Gemara gives that little example to bring the oil. I might skip the rush, but put the oil on her head or whatever it is. We're doing it in an abnormal fashion. Yeah.
Do we take the definition that these like extensions of Sakana across the board for Halacha, or is this like a Shabbos thing?
No, I think this is across the board. Okay. Oh, you mean the distinction between a mechush and all this? Well, yeah. Like by Bishul Akum and other things like that. I think it'll be the same category.
Can you point here at the end of the road, making that as opposed to by cases where you have more, I guess, a severe case, you're probably not allowed to do it at all.
Right, it wouldn't be allowed, but when it's allowed, I say that too, but he's also saying that
someone's like
based on the line of Shulchan
Aruch.
Then you do whatever you want.
Yeah, but meaning, not
that
you can do what you want, maybe it's, you're not allowed, meaning that the fact, like,
right, like we said, that's the thing, but I think the Rambam is saying that even
if, the Rambam here is saying, in Chachilah, there's a way.
Right, without loss of time, without loss of safety. Yeah, yeah. Shulchan Aruch in Sun Shin Lamed, if I love Yoledes, he can call the Shepherds Arkana. But even if she's blind, but she wants the candle there because she thinks the doctor will be able to see better. That's called Yishuv Hadas. Right? We're allowed to do things. The reason a husband can come along, all jokes aside, you know, why can the husband come along? He's not in any danger. So call an Uber, put the wife in, you know, call me after Shabbos, tell me we're a girl. I mean, what is it? Why can the husband come along? Because the woman usually will feel much better and she'll be calmer if her husband's there, right? In other words, that's why, so that's what they're called Mesa Daita, Yeshua Das, so the patient also counts. There is a psychological piece to this, okay? Knowing that their husband is there and so will keep her safer or you know, at a better place because she knows that somebody cares. Truth of the matter is today, it's always good to have someone in the hospital can advocate for you, you know, knows what's going on, especially. But I would be helpful. I don't know anything about medicine, but I know, you know. Again, my own personal case, when I was sick, my wife, her medical knowledge, she was present, they were a lot very helpful. And, you know, so that's called Yishuv Hadas to the patient. Okay? All right. Then this, I printed this also, Shemeshinichov Chesiv Zayin, Mechalan Shabbos Al Kol Makos Nasas Makos Barzel. Okay, it's some type of boiled skin, you know, the Habo Befia Tabas. Befia Tabas is by the rectum. You know, so maybe hemorrhoids, that kind of thing. Okay, you can call Shabbos. Anyway, then he writes, I'll call me sheyeshbo kadachas chom bioser, chom bioser, a high fever. All right. Oh, in Seymour. Seymour is shivering. You know, sometimes a person is, you get the shivers. You know. And sometimes you feel hot and they feel cold, right? That's the medical. You know, you have a very fever, you feel very hot and suddenly feel very cold. Seymour means a shivering. So it's interesting. In Sivshu Chav Ches, if caught in Yotes 79, the Mishabura of the word Chav Bioser, who are Nika Balashnachar, a typhus. Is that what it means? Typhus doesn't mean, well, it's a kind of fever, right? Typhoid is a kind of fever. I don't know if it has to be technically typhoid, but that's what Shabur mentioned. And Seymour is Milosh Tesamar, Asaras Basari. It's getting shivering. Sheboha Kriris HaChamis is Pamechas. You're hot and cold at the same moment. Okay, as opposed to another fever that you're cold at the beginning, but eventually, you become hot. The question is, what temperature? So this is a big machokas. Moshe Feinstein had a kula that a lot of other poskim didn't like. Moshe Feinstein, Igris Moshe or Chaim Chelik Alasim Kuf Chof Tes. Okay. Binyan Shir Kadachas Chom Bioser Lahater Chil Shabbos. At what point? How higher fever? So he writes, Hine Vidvar Kadachas Chom Bioser Shem Chalom Shabbos, like we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch. And he has how much meters? What's the temperature? He said, Ein is a double borrow, but it doesn't matter. Don't forget, even if it's a suffix of Michal Shabbos anyway. And if a person feels like it's dangerous, it's at least it's a suffix. But he's Stam B'nai Adam, he writes, the third line, Choshen Shukar V'lamidas Meyo Ushnaim. They get the temperature 102. That's when people get nervous. Shukham B'yoser. V'lachen Amidazu Michalim V'ein Rishon L'Hachmer. So Moshe allows 102. It's not that high.
Depends on age.
Right, but he said, Michal Shabbos, but that's what he says. And he says, Echad Choshen Gam Bekarv L'Meah V'Echad. And even a guy has around 101, and he wants a Michal Shabbos, you can do it. But with Tinoch, Ain't Shayach Zayim Rosh Mitzar B'Yosei Kedom L'Zem HaShiniko Shul Kol Afshachom Kut and Rak Yosei V'Meah Michal. And even allows a Michal, that's for a kid, but the temperature is 100. Anyway, so dabar in low bar the lachshu shuma mat chol mechala. So, so there are people who feel that you have to say a kid has a temperature 100 underlying running mechal Shabbos. You know, it's very difficult to say that. You can maybe give them medicine, but to say from Chal Shabbat.
So, yeah. 102
for him.
Yeah.
Higher temperatures, yeah. Again, there was a safe
high.
Because it
is already stopped. Yeah,
maybe. But anyway, so those who disagree with the motion, somebody printed a safer called, it was over at Schwartz. Yom Tov Schwartz, we come along. We printed a sefer called Mana Legosi. He didn't like Moshe Feinstein. I don't know about personally, but he didn't like his Piskei Halacha. So the whole sefer is devoted to disagreeing with Moshe Feinstein. The first two volumes of Igros Moshe or Chaim Yerodei, a whole sefer called Mana Legosi. It doesn't. But the problem is, the man's a big Talmud. No doubt, you can see how he writes. I have the sefer. I don't think it's printed anyway because he wrote with a lack of Derech Eretz. I think had it safer written more Derech Eretz, it wouldn't take him more seriously. But he writes about Moshe, he doesn't know what he's talking about, he doesn't know his left hand from his right hand. He has very, very fierce expressions, you know. So he quotes his Sora, this Sora is good for Purim, you know. And that's he writes. Very, had he written less fiercely, I think people would have taken the safer more seriously. But Lamais on this matter, the Tzitz Eliezer, or Waldover, Kelech Chestim and Tesvav, and it was called Kuntrus Meshiras Nefesh, Berg Zion, Los Gimel, he disagrees with the Moshe respectfully. Okay, he disagrees. He calls him Echad Migdole Mechabres Maneno. Now, what are great, but he said, he quotes, because Maisha said that you can put 102, and he doesn't think that's right. He said, because that would be allowed to kill Shabbos in a lot of cases. Okay, although an adult with 102 tak is pretty sick, though. No? An adult with 102 is pretty sick. So anyway, so we can read through the Chubas. He thinks there's a little bit of higher fever. All right. Otherwise, he said we're allowed Michal Shabbos a lot of cases. It shouldn't be. So he says, What did he say? It? I think I printed it. I forgot to print it. It's a little bit higher. I think it's 103. Where is it now?
Does he say for what age?
1 second.
I know that the doctors say 104 is a problem.
Right. So he that he says. He says, at the end, he says, Chom gavo ketaskon, and here's Eretz Yisrael. So he says 38 Celsius. Okay, 38 Celsius. Well, it was times 9 divided by 5 plus 32. So take a calculator. 32, so 38 times 9 divided by 5.
104.
No, 39, sorry again. 38 times 9 divided by 5 plus 30 plus 32.
Huh? Online, it says 102.2.
Okay, so he says that's right. Okay, so there he agrees. That he allowed him to take medicine. There are medicine that apply, but not to do any iser. Somewhere else he mentioned. Let's take a look. All right, anyway, take a look. Those who disagree, it's got to be a little higher. But for an adult, it's different. Just to finish off with a few horrors, okay? I looked up, and again, I mentioned Rabbi Ribiat, as you can take a look. He speaks about bleeding. We spoke somebody about bleeding the other day. So he says anything to stop bleeding can be done.
You
know, it's a little... As he says, bleeding can put a cotton or whatever. Okay? You can stop it.
It's never really dangerous.
Dangerous here, but you're not really doing anything. It's more like preventative. It's, you know, I need to stop the bleeding. A couple other things. Okay. I mentioned about a child. So a child can take medicine because the cholesterol chain basakana can't function normally. It could be about an elderly person also. All right. People ask about allergy medication. You know, allergy medication, I think, because it's more in the category of preventative. Okay, you're not going to breathe normally and so on. You have the runny nose and the sniffles and the covered abrius, so you can take that. Okay. You asked about the CPAP. I have to check that out, but people ask what about sleeping pills. Okay. So that may be a difference whether it's preventative, you know, take sleeping pills to help you fall asleep, as opposed to something like Tylenol PM, which, you know, is also. It's not just helping you sleep. It's controlling the cure or whatever. Okay, so that's in that category. And someone asked if you can take medicine like Ritalin or something like that because you'll be able to learn better on Shabbos. So they keep it. I thought that's not allowed. That's a little funny because they might say, "Guy, but yeah, that person really can't function normally without it." So then that'll be a problem. You know, that would be mutter in that category. Anyway, this is. I just intended to give you kind of an overview and to show you some of the series of the Gemara. Again, you can read the whole pages and pages, even though Rabbi Ramon said to not deal with it for whatever reason. But Rabbi Rebiyad did, and you want to see different examples, practical examples, you can take a look over there. This was the overview. Okay? All right, so Samuel Yablina, I will send them a chorus for Lush tomorrow. We're going to Lush, which is a meeting. Okay? And probably two shiur on that, and then we'll move on to the shiur. Okay? I hope you have a good day. The next one, yeah. So again,
Lush,
probably one packet, probably two shiur.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. 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 Oh, God.